Stay with these guys now. Coach them up. Keep them going.
The Pete Carroll Show. The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 with Brock and Saul.
That's exactly what you want!
Presented by the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook and Top Fitness.
Coach, good morning. What happened yesterday?
Oh, gosh. That's so disappointing. After all of our buildup and approach, we thought we would perform at a better level than that throughout the game. Really, it was as we go into halftime, we feel like we're okay here. You know, we moved the ball. We got in scoring position. We didn't get our touchdowns there. We gave up a drive, the scoring drive right off the bat, and then settled through the next two quarters and went into halftime feeling, I felt great about it, that, okay, we haven't even played our best football yet, and we can move it. We got to get off on third down. We got to convert our third downs. That was really the focus. And I didn't do a good enough job. You know, I didn't get us right to come back out of the third quarter and go ahead and execute. And I'm just so disappointed that is what this looked like. You know, they went down the field and scored. We get nothing. They go down the field, get a field goal. We get nothing. And that's kind of how the second half took hold. And we couldn't get out of it. And I know that we had really high expectations going in, and I would be the first to tell you, I had them personally. I probably did a really good job of transferring that to our fans, and they were ready for us too, you know, and it didn't happen. It was really, really disappointing. And so there's so many good things that we can see. The line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball was well done in the running game. As good a run defense as we've played in quite a while, and consistently, and in particular, to see our guys fight so hard at the end and try to get us the ball back, aside from the fact that we were jumping on the hard counts, we really were still in there battling. I like that. I'm going to build on that. So we got to get our act together. That was wasn't a good performance in any way as the whole game showed. But I did like the way we started. I didn't like the way we finished, and that's something I take great pride in. And that was really disappointing.
Is that something, Pete, that you can flush, go home, compartmentalize, wake up early this morning and get in? Or is that a game that you immediately have to come back and watch the tape and see what went down?
Oh, no. I watched it last night and watched it again this morning. You know, I've been through it almost three full times so far. So it takes all that to, you know, there's so many things to look for and to see. But it ain't going away. We have to respond, and we got an extremely difficult challenge this week coming up with Detroit high flying and all of that. But it ain't about them. It's going to be about us, and we got to play all the way throughout. And this game is one that you can get distracted. You know, you can get distracted, and you come away from being like you're capable, and that's what we have to be strong enough and mindful enough to be in command of our senses and our awareness and our actions, and really just the fundamental play. We got sloppy in there as we got going, and because we got distracted some, and we were, you know, the penalties that happened in the second half, that stinks. You know, that we shouldn't have done that, and then we shouldn't have been there. I mean, you could see us, we're jumping on hard counts. We don't have, you know, we're not holding it, but and then those things we did, we can't let those become part of our game, because it affects us, and it did. So we have to be way better at it than that.
What did you learn about this? Because it's still a new group for you, right? I mean, this is still a new team, a new year. What did you learn about them yesterday?
I felt like we were a little disappointed that we went ahead by more. You know, coming out, that's the way I look at it. Now that I see what happened, that our expectations were that we would be farther out. We had a chance to have more, a couple more touchdowns. I don't think it's just the missed field goal. You know, I don't think that had to do with it, but it was just added on. And I think we have to be more experienced about how we handle what happens in the first half and how that transfers to the second half. I basically am always on the point that whatever just happened is already done, and you can't do nothing about it. What are you going to do now? What's the next step you're going to take? Because where we strive to focus, and so that is an area that we have to be much better at, and I got to lead them better and make sure that I find a way to make sense to them.
How would you,
Pete,
assess?
As I looked at a lot of those.
Oh. Yeah, Brock. Sorry.
Well, I'm just no. You go ahead. You go ahead.
How would you assess Geno's day yesterday?
It wasn't anything like we had hoped. You know, they did a nice job staying on top on the deep stuff. We took some real good looks down the field and weren't able to get the ball down there because they just laid off us, which we kind of expected, but we still needed to push it and try. And so we dumped the ball around. But I think just as the game went on, we just needed to be more tight and more together and more precise on stuff. I thought he threw the ball fine. He avoided well. The protection was good for a good while. We lost it near the end of the game, but all the way throughout, I thought the guys did a nice job of giving them a chance to see what was going on. So I think that was all okay. We just needed to work together. Everybody needed to fit it together better.
Third downs, offensively and defensively, can you just kind of walk through what you saw via the tape of where some of the breakdowns were and what's got to be cleaned up on that money down?
Yeah, we on the offensive side, you know, we make two of the first four or something like that, and we don't make anything the rest of the day. We get a couple penalty third down opportunities that helped us early on, and we recognize that. We can't ignore that fact. The connection of the throwing and the catching. There was a couple routes that were run where a guy got banged around and it clouded the look for Geno. He had to throw the ball. The one he throws to Jackson, he throws it off his back shoulder because we got jammed up outside and he had to throw the ball in behind him, and that didn't hook up like we normally see them. And we just have to continue to finish the catches. You know, we had a slant route we needed to catch. There was another one that we couldn't catch. We just got to make the plays, and they were tight windows. They and the other side of it, you saw Matthew Stafford at his best. That's when he's on his stuff. They threw so many balls in tight windows that guys made the catch and made the catch right at the sticks for the first downs. We needed to do that on our side. We didn't get that done as well as they did. That was the factor for us on defense, that they were able to convert when we were close and when we were around it. They found the way to make the right throw, the right catch to get the conversion. And they did get a couple big plays, you know, on us. We got bumped in a man-to-man situation on the big corner route they threw. You know, we got rubbed off on ourselves and gave them a big play for them. So there's little things that we can fix there. I want to see us rush the passer better. We have to get more heat. And he did not feel us. He was really fast in his rhythm, but he did not feel us enough to have the kind of day to you know, make it go our way.
You end on that one there with the pressure. I think that was one of the things that was maybe most surprising after watching this team and just sort of looking at the personnel on this roster. I think the expectation was we're going to see a team that could really get after the passer in a lot of different ways. What didn't translate from the page onto the field?
Yeah,
yesterday?
We didn't look nearly as active as we needed to in our rushes. We weren't edged out as well as we'd like to, you know, more on the edges of guys so he could feel us. There's some technical parts of that. When we pressured, they got hands on us, you know, and the ball was out so quick that we weren't able to affect him, you know. So it worked together for them, and we were down the middle of guys on our pass rush more than we need to be, and he got the ball out really quick, so he didn't feel us, and so that we didn't have a factor. We didn't feel us.
You say down the middle, you mean you're running right into the guy's chest as opposed to off his shoulder
more,
and edge? Is that basically what you're saying?
That's an oversimplification, yes. But yeah, it is staying on the blocks instead of airing them out and making some space for us so that the quarterback feels the color of the rush, and they did a nice job covering us up, and he did a really good job of getting the ball out, and so that combined with we needed to cover them tighter, and then we needed to rush them better and work together. That's how, you know, third down wins happen. So we just needed. It was no surprise that he was like he was. This is the kind of player that he is. We needed to get him off his game, and we weren't able to do it.
How much of that, Pete, is a communication standpoint with guys playing together for the first time in real NFL action?
There's no question that improves. You know, this is the first time these guys have been out on the field. We've taken hundreds of snaps in practice to get there, but it's unique when you get on the field in a game and all that, without question. And our crowd's going crazy, and so the communication, as much as we try to simulate it, I got noise happening constantly at practice to try to, you know, prepare that. But we lost a little bit of that in the game that we'll achieve as we move forward.
So I got to ask you, and it's an unfair question because it's absolutely second guessing, and it goes against what I would personally
okay.
do.
You're on the radio, man.
But how do you? I mean, it almost has to be out. You have the opportunity in the preseason. A lot of the guys didn't play. For the record, I wouldn't have played them either. So again, this is second guessing. But does it make you think back on those decisions and wonder if there's a different way to use the preseason?
This team didn't play any other guys. So it's relative. It's relative effect, and I'm not going there.
How about this one, Pete? Football 101. Because your old QB, Mark Sanchez, time and again yesterday was drawing up everything the Rams were doing pre-snap. all of their motion, their stacks, their motion, right? Again and again and again, either, as you said, in some of their route combinations or just some of the eye candy that it does to a defense. What is the best answer to all of that pre-snap movement from the opponent?
Well, they did a couple different things that they hadn't done, and they got their guys on the move at high speeds, you know, to help their releases, and they did a nice job with that. We really handled it. The adjustments were fine, but it was newer than something they'd done in the past. So we had to see that for the first time. But that wasn't a big factor, but it was a good factor for them. I give them credit that they had, you know, something that was a little bit unique in the game approach. But what you have to do is you have to have really good communication, particularly when you're in man-to-man stuff. The zone stuff makes it easier because you can take them as they come off. When you're matching guys up, you have to be ready to go, and you can lose that edge, you know, that little bit of a leverage advantage. We had a route that they beat us over the middle. We had big-time inside leverage for the call, and we wound up outside of 2-2, and he wound up getting a catch for about 6 yards and a first down. That happened to us. That's just, you know, that's adjusting in the game and making sure that you utilize the principle of the leverage based on what you're facing. And so, they got us on one of them in particular. I thought that was a nice little wrinkle that they had, but it didn't break us down, though.
What'd you see from Bobby in his return, starting with the unbelievable moment when he was introduced?
It was an unbelievable moment.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, it was really cool. Really, I mean, I was choked up on the instantly. You know, I was surprised by it, but thrilled for the fans and for Bobby. And then he goes out and throws 19 tackles at him. You know, he had a really good game. He played really well. And no surprise that he would be ready. I was really happy that he was really poised about it. He didn't lose his cool at all. You know, he was very much the managing overseer, all-knowing kind of in the game. And I thought he played a really good football game. I want to mention, too, that I thought Jordan Brooks did a fantastic job yesterday coming back for his first time. He played almost 60 plays in the game. Did probably his best job in coverage that he's done, hit and ran and did some terrific things. So he's back and in great shape. It was really great to see that. It's a great accomplishment.
The other kind of new guy who's there there are a few guys for the first time, but Dre Jones, big offseason acquisition. You know, from my perspective, I just see the numbers. They weren't spectacular. Was there more going on behind the scenes? Was he doing some stuff and run stuffing that I wouldn't have seen? What did you make of Dre Jones' first day?
Everybody played well in the running game, and he did his part, you know, gap controlling and the stunts and the things that we did. It was a really, really nice exhibition of that. All the way through the very end of the game when we were playing really, really hard, the guys were still sticking with the principles of it, and Dre was all part of that. He didn't get loose on his rush at all. It had a couple nice spins late in the game, but didn't get aired out and where you could feel him. And we have to help him get there, and he's got to do a better job of, you know, just like everybody does, of just taking advantage of the opportunities that are presented. And so I'm sure we'll see more of that from him. But the whole group just was pretty well quieted down by them, and that's a factor we can't allow that to happen.
Pete, it felt like defensively you mixed just about everything. Yeah, there was some nickel, there was some dime, there was man, there was pressure, there was zone. They targeted the middle of the field completion-wise 11 different times, either on the hashes or between the hashes, according to the raw numbers after the game. Was there something to the middle of the field defensively that they went after that needs to be adjusted or explained?
They just did their offense, you know, the stuff that they do. They have a varied, you know, really, really well-versed drop back game with all kinds of stuff with their crossing routes and the principles and all that. And they just went from one to the other, and they our zone stuff, you know, we were about 60-something%, you know, in their zone stuff against them for the most part, and that was enough for them to hit them and make their first downs. We didn't disrupt them except for a few different things that we did coverage-wise, you know. So I thought it's really hard to beat Matthew Stafford with something new and fool him. You know, you have to attack him and make sure that he's uncomfortable. That's what we couldn't get done. You know, he's going to pretty much shoot you down if he has the time to do it. And so, unfortunately, it exposes a little bit. But those are just their regular principles, you know, Brock. Just stuff coming on, you know, high and low things are ahead of us on the with the guy in the deep side and then the guy underneath the linebacker. linebackers and they dump the ball off and versus the zone stuff effectively, you know, unfortunately.
You talked earlier about managing emotions, and unfortunately that kind of brings up the DK incident near the end of the game. What did you make of what you saw? And then we heard his explanation for it afterwards. It didn't seem to really accurately describe what had happened on the field.
He got into it with their guys, and meaning that there's some John going on, and in that there was that wound up being a penalty situation where there you know he was involved with a late hit on a guy that wasn't called, and then that factored into them getting juiced up, and then he kind of responded to him, which is, you know, DK and I talked for a long time last night about that's not what we can allow to happen, because that means that they can control him, you know, and get after him. And so he has to elevate above that. And so it's a challenge. This is nothing new. DK has been an emotional, feisty, fiery player since the day he got here. And that is who he is. But he has to also manage that so that they can't take advantage of it. And so Gino's similar, you know. Gino gets fired up too, and we've talked about that for, you know, all through the season last year. He has to manage his way too, and a lot of guys. That's what this game calls for these guys. There's a lot of John going on. There's a lot of, you know, opportunities to go overboard, and we have to not let that happen, particularly in factor into taking away from the way we play. So that's quite clear. We understand that. I mean, I've been through this over the years with a lot of guys, and we have to manage our way through it, and we have to be in control and not let them factor into our stuff.
Is there a player you've had that struggled with that badly early in their career that got it at some point, and you kind of help them figure out how to get away from doing some of that stuff to hurt the team?
Yeah.
Who comes to mind?
Well, I don't talk about those guys, if you don't mind. I don't care about talking about those guys. But, we've had a number of guys, and there's been I've been in this discussion with guys over the years for a really long time. Well, I'll give you one guy that I don't mind talking about. Bruno Giacomini was a guy who was as feisty as you could be. He was as tough, hard-nosed, ornery as you could be. And he used to just take it out on guys, you know, and then he used to just be brutal at times, you know. And we loved it about him because he was such a hard-nosed, a big old, you know, stud of a guy and all that. But he was it was not appropriate, and so he would, and he had to learn how, when, and how to pick his spots, you know, kind of thing.
Is that something you take a role in? Is that a head coach thing? Is that a position coach thing?
Yes. Yeah, both. It's, you know, it's all hands on deck.
Is it discipline? I mean, is there, because I think we don't know how it works behind the scenes. Is there discipline that comes down?
Yes, there's discipline. They have to recognize when it's happening. They have to feel the urge coming, you know, and sense the aggravation of a building.
I'm sorry. I guess what I mean is there discipline from you, meaning a like punishment type of a thing, using discipline.
I handle it the way I handle it. Yeah, not the kind of discipline. Maybe you think we're going to spank somebody or whatever.
I don't think that. Thank you. Yeah, so that was not on my mind.
We do deal with it.
That's Brock thing.
It's an ongoing. This is always a coach's challenge. I mean, you always got to help guys find the right mentality so that they can be at their best. You know, and you don't want them to get caught into stuff where they're not like they can be, you know, and they miss out on their opportunity. So we're on it, and this is nothing new. DK and I have been through this for some time, and I want him to do a great job of managing. He's a great player and a great contributor, and I want him to be at his best always.
Pete and I have brought up this play a couple times today, and I just will with you, and, you know, we've done this for a lot of years together, and I'll just say I was pretty frustrated when Gino got his face knocked off by Aaron Donald. To me, a cheap shot targeting his head, his face. It's a penalty, but with offsetting. And I didn't see a lot of reaction by the guys up front.
I think that's unfair. I think that's unfair to say that. That you mean the lineman or the guys in the sideline and all that?
The lineman. Just the guy. And I know he's Aaron Donald, and he's the greatest defensive player of the last decade, but I just felt like he took one and took a cheap shot on the quarterback, and I wanted more reaction.
Okay, good. Yeah, you know, we jumped on it at the moment. The flag came out right away, and we got what we needed out of it.
Oh, no, you did. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, the
well, that's my point is that's, you know, I don't know. Okay. I hear you. That's your opinion. You want our guys to do something about it. They didn't you know, didn't appreciate the way they responded. I thought we did fine.
Yeah. Injury updates. We generally kind of run through these on Monday, and there were a few of them, starting probably with your two tackles. What do we know about the two tackles?
We got some work to do. Charles hurt his toe, and it's a big man, so we got to see how he takes to that during the week. We won't know for a while. with Abe, it's just an old knee thing that he's got going on. He's got an aggravation kind of deal that he's dealing with, and we just got to see how he handles it. It just got really uncomfortable late in the game, and he had to come out. Mm.
Mm. Anyone else we should know about? I know there was Tyler or a couple others.
Tyler, he got hit. He got whacked. I don't know if you guys saw that hit. He got whacked pretty good, but he held on just fine, made it through the protocol and all that, and he was fine afterwards, so no problems. We'll see how he is this morning. I haven't heard anything different to that. Mafe got torqued one time, just really frightening torque job by the tackle, and his knee got twisted, but he came back and played in the game, did a really good job.
Do we believe we'll see Devin Witherspoon this week?
It's a really good chance, yeah. He's got to make it through the week. He'll practice full all week long, and he'll be practicing to play.
Let me go this way, just because we've talked about some of the – I mean, look, it's not a great game, so there's a lot of kind of negative questions coming out of it. But it was the first game for a lot of guys. It was your first game with this team. Did anybody do anything really good that we should have noticed? Was there anybody that we should have noticed did something better than expected?
Well, I thought that the whole front played really well against the running game, and that was a major focus. And that to accomplish that – so clearly, they averaged 2-something a carry. All through the preseason, it was 3-something, So that's a big accomplishment for a lot of guys. The edge guys did a really good job. Mafe did a good job. Chenna did a really good job. And they pounded away at the edge of the offense. They gave us plays in the backfield and a lot of clean tackles for the linebackers and all that. So those guys did a really nice job. I mentioned about the backers. I really liked both the inside guys that played. I think... Maybe you don't want to hear this, but on special teams, we had a really good, solid football game. It was a great freaking field goal block. Beautiful execution with Jay Reed knocking the ball down, but it was also Dre Jones that drilled the same guy that he had to beat. Really good play inside there to make that scoop, and wish we could have scored on that one. And we had a couple returns that were nice. We did some really nice things in special teams, which was really good to see because we had a lot of young guys, a lot of new guys out there, and they came through in good fashion. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned expectations, Pete, a couple different times, and it was fun for me. I had Iowa State, two old salts of defensive coordinators, Haycock and Phil Parker, and it was fun talking to both of them, and both of them expressed how much this game is still mental. I think we focus so much on the scheme and all of these things and all of the data, and yet, this game to them, and they've been around it like you have for so long, that it becomes, as you said, the mental aspect of it and just the approach to the attention to detail to everything that comes with it. And just how do you reset that this week? Does a game like that just help naturally? You don't even have to say much. Just kind of naturally reset, boys, that the expectations may be there, but the details also have to follow.
Well, honestly, I got to be honest with our fans and everybody that follows me. My expectations are pretty freaking high, and I operate like that at all times. And I'm trying to elevate our expectations to the point where it enhances our play. But you also have to manage your expectations, and that's the part of it. You have to be realistic. You have to be able to get to the point of it, and you have to be able to reset. That's what I feel like I didn't do well yesterday. We came in flying. We were so jacked to go play this football game and to get this season started and all of that for all of the right reasons. And we came out, got ahead, halftime, here we go. And then I don't feel like I managed the process of getting to the next stage. Let's come out in third quarter. Let's go to work. That's where I don't feel like I did a good enough job, because the expectations have to be real, and it's a real NFL football game, and these are really good players, and they're paid a lot of money to play, and they got a great quarterback and all that, and they're in this game just as well as we're ahead by 7 or 6 points, whatever it was, 7 points. They're in the game too, and so we have to be really at our best and not allow the first half expectations to affect how we perform. And it can happen. It's just we're human, and it can happen. Guys are disappointed maybe in how things went, or they're frustrated by how things went, and that takes away from the focus, and that is the whole mental game that we play constantly. It's never not on. If anything, what matches up is physically we are basically the same. They got the same players, same coaches, everybody's working their tails off to get it done at a huge high level. But it's that other aspect of it that we have to do a great job of, and so now we're challenged by it. So we really have to come to terms, be straight up, you know, tell the truth Monday. Here we go. And take this next step.
Well, it'll be an interesting tell the truth Monday, I'm sure. Coach, thanks for coming on and talking through it. We will do it again next week, hopefully coming off of a win.
Let's go.
Until then, we'll get out of here. We see you guys tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. The Hay
Barn.
See everybody.